Roosevelt chooses the friendly platform of the National Education Association to denounce book burners and to promise the greatest federal aid to the most impoverished school districts.
I am glad to come here today to this great meeting, and I am especially happy that I think for the first time in my life I was introduced by my wife. The only real capital of a nation is its natural resources and its human beings. So long as we take care of and make the most of both of them, we shall survive as a strong nation, a successful nation, and a progressive nation. If we skimp on that capital, if we exhaust our natural resources and weaken the capacity of our human beings, then we shall go the way of all weak nations. The teachers of America are the ultimate guardians of the human capital of America. The assets which must be made to pay social dividends if democracy is to survive. We have believed wholeheartedly in investing the money of the people, the money of all the people, in the education of the people. That conviction, backed by taxes and backed by dollars, is no accident, for it is the logical application of our faith in democracy. That the weakest educational link in our national system lies in those communities which have the lowest taxable value and therefore the smallest per capita tax receipts and therefore the lowest teacher salaries and the most inadequate buildings and equipment. There is probably a wider divergence today in the standard of education between the richest communities and the poorest communities than there was a century ago. And it is therefore our immediate task to seek to close that gap. Not to close it in any way by decreasing the facilities of the richer communities, but by extending aid to those less fortunate. If the fires of freedom and civil liberties burn low in other lands, they must be made brighter in our own. If in other lands the press and books and literature of all kind is censored, we must redouble our efforts here to keep it free. If in other lands the eternal truths of the past are threatened by intolerance, we must provide a safe place here for their perpetuation. Yes, there may be times when men and women in the turmoil of change lose touch with the civilized gains of centuries of education. But the gains of education are never really lost. Books may be burned and cities sacked, but truth, like the yearning for freedom, lives in the hearts of humble men and women. The ultimate victory of tomorrow is with democracy and through democracy with education. For no people in all the world can be kept eternally ignorant or eternally enslaved.